Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's toilet bowl cleaner disinfects both the toilet brush and bowl for 2-in-1 disinfection, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Hello everyone, Kevin Don, the Get Fit Guy here. And the big reveal this week is I'm going to do this episode with my real accent and my real personality, OMG. Now, believe it or not, just like most people, I have different personalities. And this is normal, please don't call the hospital. I have one personality with my dog when I'm home alone, another with my clients, another one at judo training, and another one here where we meet in the auditory realm. Get Fit Guy is just a hat that I wear to write these episodes and to record them also. But it might surprise you to hear that in spite of all the amazing coaches I've trained with, athletes I've trained alongside, places I've visited, I'm still a pretty shy person. And if the Kevin's a bit weird comments are anything to go by, more than a bit socially awkward. I used to think to myself that it would be totally epic to be able to have a platform which I could use to share my thoughts and the things that I've learned. And I looked at coaches and athletes that had audiences of tens of thousands up to millions and think that if I had such a large audience too, I could really help people. And having a larger audience would be like swinging a larger axe at fitness disinformation. But now I'm in a position where I have tens of thousands of people listening to my voice, it's actually a lot of pressure. And as you know, if you're a regular listener, I'm also at university and I'm doing a degree in philosophy. And like all academic students, I have to write essays for my course, and it's tough going writing essays. And with this show, I have to write a script every single week. That script is usually about 1,500 to 2,000 words long. So it's like doing another 52 university essays a year. On top of this, I've got to think about new things that I have to say about quite a finite topic that hasn't really changed much in the last few decades. My goal is really just to get people more healthy and get them living well as we all age together. So basically, the message is go lift some weights to increase your muscle mass and your bone mineral density. Do some mobility so that you've got range of motion, and do some aerobic work for your cardiovascular system. Job done. But if I were just to come on here and say that week in and week out, it wouldn't really be very long before I had absolutely no listeners. So I look at other creators and influencers, and you can see a pattern across time where they say or begin to do more and more outlandish things, and they get accused of, you know, buying into their own hype or changing or becoming hypocritical. But I don't really think it's because that they've become this really exaggerated version of themselves across time, but just because you've got to feed the Tamagotchi, right? And if you don't, it dies, and creators end up just feeling that they have to create. With me, I feel like it's probably a little bit different because I honestly don't care about algorithms or staying relevant. I only care about what's true. So, yeah, sometimes you guys have got to listen to me go off on tangents about things that might not appear directly to be super related to fitness, but it's kind of like either I get the space to do that or I end up making episodes about sunning your butthole to activate a chakra or which crystals are best to detox your aura. Or you just don't even get an episode. So, yeah, I guess that's where I am with my explanation of why sometimes, you know, I get emails calling me a pedant or that I've overstepped my role as a fitness coach, you know, presenting science on the fact that 5G isn't actually killing us and is not a secret squirrel's government plot. I'm just trying to walk the line between making everyone a podcast whilst not repeating the basics of how to just resist entropy every week, or becoming a version of fitness that I don't like, namely one that just comes on and parrots every single trend out there just for the likes. And also, you know, believe it or not, I don't go to the gym and see people doing crazy, weird things and think that they're stupid or think that they should be doing something else more impactful. I'm happy when I see people at the gym. Every single person in there is trying to make a positive change to their health, to their bodies, to their mood. And I think that's really, really awesome. I also don't listen to people and, you know, hear their words and think, that was a fallacious thing they said. Oh, that was very illogical. Again, I'm actually just a pretty boring and normal person. And I'm always happy to have chats and talk with people that I meet. And I'd be happy to have chats with any listeners too. You know, any burning of listener emails that I get in because they've made an invalid argument is just a personality, really, that I've got for coming on here for the podcast. Isn't that amazing information?
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that the U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut. If you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
So why share that information? I guess because I think that it could be healthy, not just for me, but for you, right? It's really common to hear comments like, let's say, I don't like King Charles, or, you know, just insert another name there as you please. But the reality is that you don't actually know King Charles at all. You know, you're familiar with a public face of a famous person that's being controlled by marketing, and additionally, you know, another side of them that might be presented by mainstream media. But none of us truly know that person as they are. Just like your own work colleagues don't know how it is that you behave with your partner or your friends or your children at home. So we can either choose ourselves to be more authentic more of the time, or we can choose to be hyper-curated and just present these very sanitary images of ourselves to others, or we can choose to recognize that people that we follow online, people we listen to on podcasts, and even people we just come into contact with in our daily lives are way more nuanced and deeper than we can ever know. And I think that having that realization, you know, before we go and send nasty emails to people or leave angry comments on Instagram or Facebook or wherever it is that we interact with other people, I think that that's a really healthy noticing. Now, since this is only 1,000 words I've written now, see, I told you this gig is brutal. Let's go to the emails and see if anyone has trolled me this week. Oh, no, no trolls. But I will share a listener email about training. Hi, Kevin. Love your show. My question is about cycling and bone density. I am aware that cycling, whilst seated, is low impact and has no positive effect on bone density and can even decrease it if it is all one does. But what about cycling while staying up on the pedals? As the body is no longer fully supported, is this a way to add some impact to a cycling workout? Thank you, Brianna in Australia. I love hearing where everyone is sending me emails from. It's really interesting, and it's kind of mind-blowing that I'm sitting here in my apartment in Scotland and other people are sitting in Australia or where else have I had? Tennessee, California, Canada, Brazil. It's really unbelievable. Anyway, Brianna, great to hear from you. I've emailed you a study on cycling and bone health, and I'm actually going to add that to the show notes so anybody else listening can also have a look at that. And as you can see from the study, the results showed conclusively that cycling showed no effect on increasing bone density. Indeed, as you noted, cycling actually decreased bone mass in areas that are crucial to healthy movement, such as the low back. The study did note that other types of cycling, such as mountain biking or maybe BMX perhaps, would do the opposite due to you having to absorb some impact. Standing on the pedals on a normal road bike or a stationary bike in the gym would only shift mechanical effort to another area. It wouldn't add any compression or impact that we need for increasing bone density. Therefore, my answer is no. If you are in a gym setting and you're looking for some aerobic work with impact, then the treadmill would be the top of the list. Off the top of my head, I could also probably say punching and kicking a heavy bag. And I hope that this answers your question. As always, thank you everyone for listening. Send any fun emails to me at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com and smash like for more of my real personality. I'll even play the bagpipes at 5 million subscribers. Get Fit Guy is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. Thanks to the team at Quick and Dirty Tips, Morgan Christensen, Holly Hutchins, Brannon Getches, Davina Tomlin, and me, Kevin Don. If you have a question for me, leave me a voicemail at 510-353-3104. Email me, getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com. For more information about the show, visit quickanddirtytips.com or check out the show notes in your podcast app.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that the U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut. If you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.